Today we'll be doing Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mei Raglayim Shenivlu Ubekarka, urine that got absorbed into the ground. Im Hayu Martivin Hayat, Asir Likros Kenegdom. If the urine is still moist enough that it can make your hand wet, then you're not permitted to recite Shema in front of it. The Rama says, Ve'yesh Omrim De'eno Asir Rak B'Tofeach Amenas LaHatfiach Ve'yesh L'Samochaz. Others say that it's only a problem if it's so wet that it would make other things wet, and that's what we can rely on. The Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Beis tells us, Bekarka O Befeged, either if the urine was in the ground or on a garment, LaHatpiach Perush. It's so wet that if you put your hand on it, you would start to drip, the urine would start to drip off. It's so wet that when you put your hand on it and then you put your hand on something else, it's still the urine drips off. Only if the urine is so moist that it's making your hand wet and making other things wet, that's when you have to distance yourself 4 amos from it, just like from feces. But since it's not intact, but it's been swallowed up, absorbed into the ground or into a garment, you don't have to pour a revius of water on it. All you need is to pour even the slightest amount of water to the point where it's no longer tofeach, and then it will be mutter. We'll stop here for now, and we'll begin Siman Pei Gimel tomorrow.